We have a joint task force rural crime initiative for April right along the border of the northern region. The guards are teaming up with revenue, looking at diesel, looking at different aspects, an increase in checkpoints. There's a number of different facets to it, and the PS&I are doing similar across the border on the northern side. So the crime prevention officers have been tasked with various different areas, and this week kind of the focus is on rural crime and crimes against the elderly and bogus callers.
And that cooperation with the PS&I is very important and very necessary, because the perception is that people are crossing the border, and very often crimes committed in Donegal could have originated in Derry and vice versa.
Well, exactly. The criminal doesn't see a border. He or she uses it to their advantage. So, you know, they're moving around. It's the same landmass as such. And, you know, people can move, can be very, very quickly in County Derry, County Fermanagh, County Tyrone on our side of the border, or back into Donegal, depending. So they're doing this basically as a kind of a tactical deployment plan. They're hoping to prevent and detect criminals and criminality, and just maybe disrupt movement. So that's why they're doing checkpoints in different areas and that sort of thing, and out on the ground. It basically has at low level, you know, we're looking at just giving advice to people. You know, if somebody calling around in the areas, and we've had a good few reports. We had a report actually of a van going around this week with delivery, express delivery on the side of it, but they were actually selling tools, so you can figure that one out very quickly and very easily. So we're saying, you know, if and particularly in isolated or rural areas, if there's vans calling, saying they're offering services like power washing, cutting hedges, you know, painting, whatever, you know, to try and advise the elderly people not to be engaging with them at all, to employ somebody locally that you know and that you can trust. Because basically what these people will do, they'll give you a quote, and then when the work is half done, or maybe not even done at all, it'll be increased to an exorbitant figure. And then the work on the basis of intimidation and fear and bullying tactics. And what they're looking for is to extract cash from the older people who are living alone in these isolated areas. So if you're in the community, check on your elderly neighbour. Just advise them about that and say if there's somebody calling, just to let you know, and that, you know, if they need something done, maybe try and arrange it for them with somebody who's genuine and has no criminal intent as such.